This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 130 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are moving along Black History Month movies with black lead actors. Doing a little more Denzel, we got Equalizer 2 from 2018. Now, last week we did Equalizer 1. We enjoyed it. It was a fun time. Now we're tackling the sequel, the only sequel Denzel's ever done to any of his other movies. So very interesting. Was it worth it? Was this the right movie? Alex, when's the last time you saw Equalizer 2?
I saw it once when it came out on disc. Oh, I didn't see it in the theater.
Like 3 years.
It's been 3 years. Yeah, it's been 3 years. And then I think once they redid it in 4K, that's when I picked it up.
Okay, I saw this in theaters, and then I bought it, and then I haven't watched it since. So this was my first time in probably like 3 years, too. Yeah. So with that being said, you know how we do here. Before we get started, we're going to give you a little bit of a box office, a little bit of the old Rotten Tomatoes audience and critic scores, and then we're going to go ahead and give you our 2 cents on if The Equalizer 2 is a worthy sequel. Alex, please let us know how much money did this movie make.
All right, here we go. So box office number for The Equalizer 2, 2018, domestic $102 million. International $88 million for a worldwide total of $190 million on a budget of $62 million and domestic opening of $36 million.
Okay, moderate hit. It was not a flop by any means. It made money. It didn't make killer money, but it made money. But this, if you think about it, a mid-budget, you know, $60 million action film, skews a little older, did pretty well. Almost $200 million worldwide. So not bad at all. All right, but how did it do with the critics? Not the best. So this has a 52% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. And even the audiences came down a bit from the first movie. Only a 60% audience score for this one. So the reviews, not as glowing as they were for the... the critics didn't love the first one either, but the audiences did. This one, a little bit down on both.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. I mean, it's going to reflect. Does it reflect in our reviews? I don't know. I really don't know. But in terms of the critics giving it a 52, not surprising.
No,
not surprising at all.
I agree with you. With that being said, though, it really doesn't matter because we're going to give you our take on The Equalizer 2. So, of course, I'm your host this episode. Alex is going to be going first. Alex, Robert McCall, Mr. Denzel Washington, back for more Equalizing. We both gave him a 5 last time. Let's see what you think this time for the sequel.
So I brought him down a bit. I gave him a 4. And the reason why I could have given him more because, I mean, honestly, he became badass once he found out his friend died and then he just turned it up a notch. But the thing is like the character for me was the same, but felt different from the first movie. I don't know if it's just me, but I felt like it was a different version. I felt like this was more of a TV show version than what we got in the first movie. If you know what I mean, like in a sense, because he's helping a lot more people in this one. But in terms of Denzel's character, nothing changed. Nothing changed at all, which I don't think it was gonna. I don't think I was gonna find anything upgraded from what I mean. He could beat someone's ass in like less than 30 seconds. He's reading books. He's getting more jobs because he's an equalizer. He's like the A-team by himself. Yeah. So I wasn't expecting something new with him. But honestly, I can't give him a 5 for it perfect because it is the same character. But I felt like it was a different take on the character. Felt maybe it was like new writers or something like that. Cause I felt it was like a different vibe from the first movie. Like the first movie felt more realistic type. And then this one was more commercial. It felt weird. It had like a weird vibe. That could be me, but I gave it a 4.
Okay, fair enough. So I gave him another 5. And for some of the same reasons that you mentioned and for some others. For one, it's the same character, but I loved him so much in the first movie, and I'm glad he didn't digress in any sort of way for me. I was leaning towards about maybe a 4.5. Like I was going to mark a little, because you're right. I liked the dynamic of him at the store with like all the people and helping the dude with the, you know, like with his security guard training. And he was a little nicer in the first movie, I felt. You know what I mean? And I like that about him, that he can absolutely destroy you, but he was nice. And he's not nice in this one. But you could tell it seemed like some things are kind of weighing on him a little bit, especially with this being more of a revenge movie than the first movie is. You know what I mean? I kept it the same. I love all the dynamic with him and the kid, with the kid who paints in this movie. First of all, that actor's great. He was in Moonlight. I can't think of his name right now. He was in Moonlight. He's been in a couple things. He's a really, really good actor, and I loved him in this movie. I loved him. I love their dynamic. And the scene where he goes to get him from the gang, like when he's in the projects with the gang.
Yeah.
That is the scene where it's like, you almost forget you're watching a great actor. We watched Denzel in the Equalizer movies. You almost forget that you're watching like an elite actor because it's an action film. And that one scene, that is like him acting, like he gets in the kid's face. You know what I mean? I love that scene. And one of my favorite scenes, one of my favorite scenes in either movie happens in this movie where he goes to the villain's house and he's talking with all the guys outside. And then he's like, he tells the wife, hey, he said you could give me a ride. And he's, you know, you could tell the villain can't do nothing. And he starts doing the little finger guns at everybody. And oh, it's so good. He's just like, yeah, what are y'all going to do? You're not going to kill me in front of these kids. You're not going to do anything. And he's little mind games. So I liked it. The small differences I enjoyed. I gave him a five. I really still think he's a great character, but I see everything you're saying as well. Okay, villain.
All right, Pablo Pascal, I give him a four. Mm. All right, he's... And this is the thing so he was good, right? Yeah. But the thing is like he was trained with Denzel's character, right? They were partners.
Yeah.
He's not as badass as the other one, right? So I'm like, okay, but he's still in the job and he's still doing whatever. My only thing that annoys me, and this happens with the John Wick problem, right? I call it the John Wick problem. Right. Mm-hmm. And this is the John Wick pop. So they in John Wick, they go, we got $14 million. You got to kill John Wick. Right. Yep. Legendary assassin. Why the hell are you going to go up against John Wick? Like, I'm not going up against this guy. Like, he's going to kill me. Like, why? Right. That's the John Wick problem. And this is the same problem I had with this movie where he found out he came back. So he knows that Denzel's character is going to find out that he killed his friend. And he does. And he goes, we're going to get you. And I'm like, dude, why? Like, you already know he's going to kill you all. We know he's going to kill you all. He's going to give you the worst killing ever because he told you in front of your house he's how he's going to kill you all.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, and then Pablo Pascal, he was good. He was a good villain. We got to see him do one-on-one, but he was no match, like, at all. And I was like, this is where they made him a tad bit higher of, like, that invulnerable action star, Denzel.
Yeah.
Granted, when he's fighting, you could tell it's not him. Those back shots, he was like, this is someone else. But...
Especially on the tower.
Yes, Yeah. And that's my thing. It was like, it gave him, like, that super power, like, no one can mess with him type thing. And I'm like, well... Don't get me wrong. I like him a lot. I like Denzel in these roles, and I think that he's a great character, the Equalizer guy. But my thing is like the villain has to be a match to match to make it a good fight. And if he's your partner, should have been a match to match. Like these guys were not even in his level, like at all. And he dominated. That's why I gave him a four. He didn't get the five.
You know what? You know what's funny? So I went a little bit higher with the lead. You went a little higher with the villain. I only gave him a three. You know, I agree with a lot of what you said. I'm a sucker for a good, you know, former friend turned enemy, you know, storyline. That's always fun. So I like the storyline for the villain in this one. But compared to the first movie, like that guy was way cooler. That guy was way cooler. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was more like Pedro Pascal doesn't do any dirty work himself in this movie. Like his team is the one who does the killing. They're all out here murdering people. He knows about it, but he's not a get your hands dirty kind of guy. And I don't respect that. I respect the get your hands dirty kind of guy. Look what he does at the end. Like he picks the job where he gets to just go sit up in the tower and be safe for the most part while the other guys are down there getting wrecked. You know what I mean? I don't respect that. But I do like him as an actor. I thought he was good in the role. I like the initial, like when he's at his house and he calls his cell phone and then he's like, are you going to answer that? And he's like, he pulls it out. He's like, I know you did it, bro. Like, and Pedro tries to, I like the speech. I like his justification of what he thinks, why he thinks this is okay. But at the end of the day, you're right. I mean, Denzel whoops him in the hurricane, which we're going to get to that in a little bit. Yeah, he was weak. He was weaker. He was good. He was good, but he could have been better. He could have been, if he was the one actually doing the killings and like was more, you know what I mean? I probably would have bumped him up to the four too. But since he's letting everyone else do all the work for him and still can't win, I got to give him the.
Well, he did kill the main Denzel's boss. He stabbed him in the heart.
Remember the scene though? Like after those thugs go beat her up, do all the work. He just walks in and like gently, he's a finisher. He didn't do the work, you know? And, So yeah, I don't respect it. Weasley, he's a Weasley. And every time I talk, every time he talks now, all I hear is the Mandalorian. So I can't even, now I feel like I can't watch him in stuff anymore because I just hear Mando the whole time, you know, saying, this is the way. So, okay, action scenes.
Five. Ooh, nice. That's straight up five. Listen, let me tell you, Big Papa Al loves his car scenes. And that's the scene with the lift. Oh my God.
Yeah, that was good.
I rewinded it twice because I said, there's no way. My man was driving side to side in his lift car. Yeah. He stopped the brake. The dude flew with his gun, broke his arm, drove like a few more miles, did a 180, and blasted him with like six bullet
with
holes.
With the car spinning.
With the car spinning. Yeah, it was spinning. Cool. I was like, this is beautiful action scene right here. I was like, that alone is a five, but we got to keep going with some action. The beginning train scene when he's in Turkey. Right? Yeah. I think he was in Turkey. He was Turkey to save the little girl from the dad that was taking him away from the mom. I said, whoa. He did the watch thing. The minute I saw the watch, I said, we're about to get some action steaks, baby. We got some action steaks.
That's right.
He got some steaks. This is New York steak right here because he gave him the whooping. And I said, okay, we got some steaks here. We got some tomahawk action steaks with the driving. Then I said, what more can my man Denzel give us? A little slow. Right then, when you find out the friend died, I said, oh, my man's gonna order some big steaks here because he goes to the end. And let me tell you, that end sequence, I was a little annoyed, a little disappointed because it had the same formula as the ending of one where he's running around in the warehouse. Yeah, I was like, my man can't go, but I mean, it doesn't matter if he goes toe to toe, he's gonna kill him anyway. But
right,
it had that hurricane, did not like the hurricane scene. Remember, I was talking to you about this, that the hurricane in the third act, this, I don't know why this did not flow with me, but it worked a bit in this. But man, my man told dudes up in the hurricane. He get hurricane equalizer came through because man, he gave whooping to the dude that he went sa 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 sa, and he killed him up with a knife.
Oh, he getting knife work all day.
Oh, that was an extra action stink. I was is good. And then of course when he went against my man Pablo Pascal, he had no chance, bro. Once he took out the knife, I said, bro, you should just throw yourself over the banister. Because he gave him, I mean, the thing with the neck, he stabbed him and he went, tah, 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 tah. And then he kicked him over. I said, oh, man, toast. He's toast. He's done. And I love that because the water just washed.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can say. Denzel is one of the best utility actors ever. Ever that you could be like, wow, he could go drama, he could make you cry, he could play a historical character, make you cry, he plays an action hero and make you
believe
cry.
All of them.
Yes, it does. And I'm not crying because I feel bad. I'm crying because it's beautiful. That's why I'm crying.
He played Training Day where he's literally a bad guy.
Yeah, he was good.
And he was great. He was a great bad guy. Look, okay, I'm just going to start with the hurricane. So I like it in the sense of it's different. You know what I mean? It's different. You're right. I 100% agree. I had flashbacks of the first movie. Like, okay, the first movie, he's running around department store doing traps. This movie, he's running around this little abandoned neighborhood doing traps. But at least the setting was different. I love the guy who gets the harpoon, like spear gun in the face. That was fantastic. That's cool. He got wrecked. I love when people get wrecked, just like get hit with something high speed and go flying. I love it. Here's the thing about the hurricane, though. I live in Florida. We get plenty of hurricanes. Okay. And I've it's dumb of me. So don't do this if you're listening in and you live in a state where there's
don't
hurricanes.
Tell me you go out.
I've gone outside during a hurricane. Okay. Oh, I've gone outside. And this guy is up on this thing, except for one part, and he's able to just stand there and kind of walk around and maneuver in those winds. And then all of a sudden there's like one wind gust that blasts him. No, bro, listen, that wind is so intense. You can like lean forward and it will like hold you up. So for them to just be so casually sort of moving about during a hurricane, it could have been a weak hurricane, to be fair. But also they abandoned the town, which would make me think it's probably a heavy hurricane. They picked and choose. They're like picking and choosing when it would be strong and when it would be not. Also, the rain is so intense. You can't see. Like this guy's doing sniper shots through these. They would not be able to see. Nope. We'd not be able to see. So a little unrealistic, but an interesting idea. So I won't mark too much off. Plus, there's people who don't live in hurricane states. They won't know the difference. It doesn't matter to them. It just looks like a hard rainstorm. I also love the scene where he beats up those dudes in the apartment. with the credit card.
Oh, that's right.
He freaking slices the dude's head with the metal credit card, and he just like breaks the other guy's arm. I love that whole scene. I like when he goes up to that dork at the end. He's like, "Wait, are you left-handed or right-handed?" He's like, "Right-handed," and he takes his left hand and breaks his fingers. I was like, "That's what you get. That's what all y'all get." I think the action, out of everything in this movie compared to the first, the action is the only thing I think is slightly better to me.
Yes.
I think it's a little better. It's a little better because the first one had really good action too. This one is just a little bit more.
But I think the first one had a better executed of the action.
I think the first one, well, before we even get to the end, is just a better movie. But yeah. I agree. But I think this one had more diversity because, like you said, a car, hurricane scene that's kind of unique. Still had hand to hand, which that's going to be, that's his kind of his thing. You know what I mean? Mixed with the stealth, you know, like Splinter Cell type stuff. So, but I gave it also a 5. I agree with you. I gave it the same score. So let's get to the storyline.
Storyline, I thought it was good. I gave it a 4. Because it felt very, it's a typical storyline, right? Your friend dies, you get angry, you want revenge, right? Yeah. But the cool thing, the way they execute it is that he was with her and they have this relationship because we saw it blossom from the first movie. So you already saw the characters, you saw everything, you saw how she loved him and he loved her because that was, you know, ex-boss or whatever. So you're like, oh, this is crazy. And when they killed her, I said, oh man, I love stories like that because you know he's going to come back and do all the stuff. And I was like, all right, that's a cool storyline. I love the storyline with the old guy trying to find his sister's portrait.
Oh, yeah.
And he went out of his own way to, because he believed him. So he was like, let me see if I can help. He helped him find the sister. And I was like, oh, that's so beautiful. I was like, that's cool. The little girl. I was like, will we ever see that girl again? We did. She owned the bookstore that he owned and brought the book. And I was like, this is actually pretty cool. Like, and I felt that part of the film was the TV show. Where he's helping different people. They just made it quick. They threw it all in there into one big story.
Yeah.
Him helping everybody out. So I thought it worked. It flowed well. To me, there was not much boring parts. Even when he's helping the teenage kid, I thought it was actually pretty cool. Because he's always going to help someone. And I thought it worked very well. So I was like, you know what? That's actually pretty good. And I thought it was a great story. Now, mind the hurricane. I'm not big with the hurricane. But I wasn't going to deduct points because of that last 20 minutes of whatever. It made up with the action. So I gave it a 4.
Yeah, for me, the storyline was, it was lacking. I think the first one, I liked the first one so much better.
Yeah.
With the, you know, like the Russian mob pretty much and him kind of going to war with this Russian mob over this girl. You know what I mean? This one felt like it had way too many of those like subplots. You're right. This felt like a whole season of a TV show jammed into one movie.
Yeah.
All of these little stories could have been like an episode of a TV show. You know what I mean? Like the turkey with the girl with in the going to the train in Turkey and getting the little girl and all that kind of stuff. And then the one with the kid, which I love that dynamic. But it almost felt like a little overstuffed with some of these little side plots. Like the scene that I just said that I liked a lot where he goes and beats up those like college kids. It had nothing to do with anything. Really, you know what I mean? It was just thrown in pretty much. So it's like it was thrown in just for an extra fight scene, if that makes sense, you know? So there was a little too much going on. And also then it took away from the main storyline for me of him trying to figure out who killed his friend. So when it'd go from like that storyline and you're trying to like, you know, figure out who did it, and then it would just cut to something that is totally separate that doesn't really have anything to do with it. It was jumping all over the place a little bit for me. It worked for you a little better than it worked for me. I gave it a 3. I think it's just not as, it's not as tight as it could have been. And the funny thing is like this movie's shorter than the first movie, but it feels longer because it's so jumbled and like jumping all over the place. There's a lot going on, but I didn't hate it. It was good. Okay, overall.
Overall, I gotta say Antoine Fuqua, right?
Fuqua, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good action director. I'm not gonna lie. I don't watch much of his movies, but I'm starting to like him, Peter Berg. A lot of these directors that I'm starting to like, they're kind of my style. And his action scenes, for me, I can see the fights. And that's what makes it. When you can see an action fight with no shaky cam, no close-up of the actor. Well, in this one, they did it in the top of the thing. But that's a different situation. But when they were in the train, it wasn't as close. It was actually pretty cool, compact. So I saw everything that was going on. It worked well. I think the direction of how he directed was actually really good. I liked the storyline a lot. They killed his boss. He went nuts. He got revenge. Yeah. And it worked. Is it better than one? Nope. One is way better. It hands down the best one out of the two. But this one is actually, I can say, is a solid sequel. Not many action movies get solid sequels. And this one, I got to say, Denzel, for his final only movie that he did as a sequel, it's actually good. I gave it a 4. I was entertained, and I will rewatch this again anytime.
Nice. Yeah. So I'm just a hair. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5, you know, 7 out of 10 movie. A good sequel. I agree with that. It's one of those, like, it feels like a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sequel of a really solid action film. And it's also a solid action film. So just a notch down. I think I gave the first one a 4. This one's a 3.5 for me. Just a notch down. Too many subplots. Not enough focus. But I do like the main story of... I like the main story of him going after the killer of his friends. I just wish it was more focused on that.
Yeah.
But I agree with... Antoine Fuqua is a... He's one of those directors who... He's had a couple of misses. But all director... I think all directors have a couple of misses. You know what I mean? But... This, Equalizer 1, you know, he's done a few. I remember he did like that King Arthur movie with Clive Owen. Mm. He did, of course, Training Day with Denzel, Brooklyn's Finest. He's done some good gritty cop movies, and he's done some good solid action films. White House Down, no, not White House Down. Olympus Has Fallen was Antoine Fuqua with Gerard Butler.
That's
so. So he's a solid, solid action director, in my opinion. I think he does... Yeah. He's like a step below the elite, but a step above those kind of like journeyman average directors. He's right there in the middle. He's good.
I'll say this. I can see him do a 007 movie.
You know what? I wouldn't be against it. I mean, I think he can do it because the way he shoots, you can, look, this movie, the budget, like you said, was $65 million. If he does a Bond movie, he's going to get a $150 million budget. So if you could do really well and shoot really well with lower, imagine when you have higher. I think he's a good, solid director. I think it's a good movie. 3.5 for me. So what's your total overall?
21.
Okay, I'm a 19.5. So we're pretty close. A good sequel.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say The Equalizer is great, but the first movie's really good. This one's like just under, but also really good. A nice little two-piece for Denzel. If you're a Denzel fan and you want to watch a couple of good Denzel action movies, I showed my dad Equalizer 1 and 2 back-to-back. He liked them both. He had a good time. He's like, this is a good 4 hours watching, you know, a couple of solid action films. So, yeah, they're enjoyable. Now, that being said, moving on. Next week, we will be doing, of course, continuing with our journey through the Superman films. Superman 2, the Richard Donner cut, is the one we're going to be reviewing. And then, of course, moving on to some Ang Lee-directed action with Gemini Man, starring Will Smith in the lead. Now, Will Smith has a lot of other movies to choose from, but have you ever seen Gemini Man?
No.
I think that's why I picked it. I know you, I felt like you maybe haven't seen it. And I saw it at the theater, and there's some interesting things about it that I thought it would be a good pick. So we're going to be doing some Gemini Man. So those are the two episodes you're going to want to keep an eye out for next week.
Yeah, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys, just follow us on YouTube.com/Levels of Geeks for our video version of the podcast. If you want to take us on the go with the audio version, you head over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you listen to your podcast platform on. We are there to search again. Apple Action Movie Guys. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.